when you're in these difficult fixtures and you know how players can raise the performance 40-50%, it's inspiring, you know, when you see a team being able to do that. I watched it last night with just, I couldn't take my eyes off, you know, the Warrington game and what they achieved on the night, and you know, players with cramp who should have been coming off the pitch and they had something to hold on to. So I showed the players before the game, you know, we did the highlights of that game and showed them what to expect, and for the first 20 minutes we didn't really come to grips with that. They had an energy about them, Emil, they had an aggression about them and a desire about them. But I think, you know, we got to half time on equal footing. Then after that, you know, we attack with a verve, we attack with a passion and a precision and at a tempo, and you know, we created so many chances, and but the bodies on the line, putting blocks on the line, it was really, you know, backs to the wall for them, but they had something to protect. And and once we got, you know, this obviously the second, they've had to, you know, swarm forward and obviously get the cavalry up, so that was an opportunity then for us to you know, to gain a 3-1 advantage. And the scored line certainly doesn't reflect the performance or the difficulty of the afternoon, but massive credit, you know, to the management team and the way they've conducted themselves. Their fans were absolutely outstanding, at times outsung us. So, you know, it's the magic of the FA Cup, and it's a special cup that, you know, I'm just glad we're in the next round.
You praise Hemel Hempstead there, but how pleased are your side staying patient? I mean, it was a totally dominant second half performance and the goals were late on, your fitness told, but you must be pleased that they kept going and doing what you want to do with this football team.
Well, that's teaching, isn't it? You know, it comes from me, but if you can teach them and give them the right, you know, attitude and application, the motivation comes from them. The motivation is coming from them, and the quality is coming from them. Danny Meyer, absolutely inspirational today. And honestly, at times I do wish I was sat in the stand watching him. I'd love to just come out of it as a fan and watch him, because he just buzzes me up. And Nicky Adams' performance, you know, down this right hand side later on, energy and a verve and an intent. But I think the change was Daniel Nardiello. I think he gave us a calmness and an assurance, and time seemed to stand still when Nard was on the ball. You know, he's such a clever player that his movement was exceptional, you know, so I think Nard was the difference. But, you know, we do profess and we do want to play a certain way, and the players are taking that on. You know, I lead it with my management team, I lead it, but it's important that the players want to do it, and they do.